The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, and right now we are going to focus on Delaware County, where the possibility of a pretty significant property tax hike could be on the way. Let's bring in KYW's Justin Udo, who covered this story this week, to talk about it. Justin, we've still got some process to go through here, but county officials are looking to raise a portion of property taxes, 23%. Give us the background here.
That's right, Matt. They want to go up by 23% this year in Delaware County, and this comes after they raised property taxes by 5% last year. I talked to County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor, who says this is part of their proposed budget increase for their budget that sits at $397 million for the next fiscal year. She says this is something they need to do because they went for nearly a decade without increasing those property taxes.
There has been a lack of investment in Delaware County over the years, and there hasn't been increases in taxes or revenue for the county government over the last decade, except for the increase that we had last year in taxes. And that has caused a deficit over time.
Specifically, why do officials say this is necessary? Is this just kind of they need the extra money to do things, cost of business, and just kind of keep the lights on?
Very much so. She says because of inflation, one, because that money has not come in is another reason that they need to kind of get back up to par. She says this is just the cost of running government.
You know, we came into a deficit in county government with a fund balance of only $3 million, which is almost 1% of our total budget.
She says they've already looked at a number of other ways that they can cut back their spending. She said they have taken down department sizes across the board, where they have less employees for the county at this point now than they had in 2019.
We've really kind of exhausted the options of trying to cut and reduce. And it's unfortunate. You know, no one wants to increase taxes. And I'm a homeowner in Delaware County as well. And it's a difficult decision. But at this point, this is what we need to do in order to have a sustainable budget moving forward.
She says there's other ways they're looking at cutting costs, but she says overall, they just need to bring in more money to the county government. And she says this increase will come out to be around $185 per household per year, with the average house in Delaware County being assessed at around $255,000. And she says to break that number down and even smaller, it comes out to about $15 a month.
And for a third of our residents, the increase will result in less than $100 increase for the year.
And Matt, the reason for that is when property taxes are taken in Delaware County, they go into three parts. So one goes to the county, another part is municipal, and another part is to the school. So this proposed 23% hike would just be affecting those county taxes, not necessarily the school or the municipal ones.
And that's important context because obviously nobody likes their taxes to go up, and you hear a number like 23%, and that will turn anyone's head when you're a homeowner in that area. But when you break it down, it's not maybe the overwhelming number that 23% gives you just kind of at face value.
Absolutely, Matt. You know, I'm a homeowner in Delaware County. So when I heard that 23% number, I said, wait, this can't be right. Let me do a little more digging. I understand that increase in taxes. But like I said, when we look at it, it's yes, out of these three taxes that you're paying, this one is going up, and it's just going up a relatively small portion.
Now, the county kind of found itself in a similar situation last year where they proposed a big increase like that, and it ended up coming in much lower. What happened there? I think you mentioned 5%. Kind of talk us through what happened last year and the comparison to what we're seeing this year.
That's right, Matt. It was a double-digit proposal for taxes to increase last year, these same taxes to increase last year. And when everything was said and done, when the budget came through, it came through at 5%. And, you know, this might be another case of when you go to bargain with something, you put out that higher number and try to meet in the middle somewhere, or just letting us know that, you know, taxes are going to go up and giving us that big number and then kind of giving us a softer blow with it whenever everything is said and done. But one thing is for sure, people have been able to voice their pleasure and displeasure with these proposed changes, and County Council was set to take a vote on it Wednesday.
And that is the last step in the process here. Once again, this is a proposal at this point, but Wednesday is when this would become the law of the land and when we would learn the final number.
Absolutely, Matt. It happens Wednesday, 6 o'clock in Media, Delaware County, at the courthouse, behind the courthouse where council convenes. And it'll happen, as I said, at 6 o'clock. And we'll be able to see if those taxes are going to go up by that 23%, if it's a lesser number or if they stay the same.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. That is KYW's Justin Udo joining us. And we will continue with The Week in Philly in just a couple of minutes. I hope you'll stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.